Hey, welcome back here to wrap up KER Politics with the most volatile question of the day right now. We have Mike Sarin, my friend, who is very definitely a moderate, and we have Jimmy McKinney, who's a regular part of our show, who is not a moderate. Jimmy McKinney is definitely a strong conservative. Mike, give your opinion first. I'm going to give you 3 minutes, and Jimmy, please don't interrupt, and Mike, same thing when Jimmy comes on. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, I don't have 3 minutes left, but I guess I'm going to say this. I believe that you guys have blinders on. I don't think that you see the big picture. I'm not sure that I do either, but I don't have any of these. I'm not self-assured like you are about what your information is. I'm not in full belief of everything that I read. But it seems when I discuss these things with you guys, your righteousness really comes through, as if there's no other way that you have a piece of the truth that I don't have. I don't see how we can have a reasonable discussion, because we both present what we feel, and now we're just talking and talking and talking. I don't know that I'm going to get through to you. I don't know that you're going to get through to me. I'm not sure the discussion is meaningful, because it feels to me, from my somewhat liberal point of view, that you guys are in lockstep with what is being put out by the Republican Party and the president. I don't think that you can see around that. And I may be guilty of the same thing, but I don't think we can have a reasonable discussion about this. There's no middle ground, I guess, is what I'm trying
Mike,
to say.
I'm not looking for a reasonable discussion. I'm looking for two opinions. You have stated your opinion effectively that you think the information... Tell me what your opinion is. I don't want to put words in your mouth, man.
Well, I've been talking for 5 or 10 minutes. I mean, I'm trying to put out there what I think. What I think is we're being very much manipulated. The language, the tenor of the speech that's coming out of the White House, it's set to be disruptive. It's set to play to the base, and it doesn't have much feeling for the rest of the country. That's how I feel. I don't feel included.
Quit moving your phone, somebody. Okay, the next question I want to ask is, are there any legs to the argument, and I don't want to use the word convicted of an impeachable offense, I want to use the word, are there any legs to the Senate turning this thing over to the, or the House turning this thing over to the Senate in terms of the impeachment situation? Going to give both you guys equal go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're headed for an impeachment process in the House. I mean, the votes are in there. Every day more and more information comes out. I read the polls. The polls are not favoring the president. The polls are running in the other direction. And it's a wide variety of polls. So the fact that you fellas don't really see this as being really a big problem in our country, he's not going to walk and talk his way out of this. It's going to go through the process. And my feeling is that if it goes all the way through the process, that when it gets to the Senate, there's going to be tremendous pressure on senators. You know, careers are going to be made and broken if that's where it goes to. So I don't know. I just don't see it. I mean, I see a process that's now... You know, it was like the atomic bomb. It was hard to stop it once the process got started. Well, I think it's hard to stop this process. It started, and it's piling on every day. So I don't see an easy way out of this. I see a hard way out. And my feeling is if it gets to the Senate and it gets voted down, I'll live with that. But I would be surprised if it doesn't get to the Senate and become a very... very close vote.
Okay,
Jimmy. I'm done. Thank you.
Mike, don't hang up. Jimmy, you've got until the end of the segment. Mike, please don't hang up. Go ahead, Jim.
No, I'm hanging in there.
You got about five minutes.
I think Mike makes a great point that there is a lot of manipulation going on, and I do want to say you paint me out as a strong conservative, and I'll tell you my job and my career was basically being an analyst and looking at a vast amount of information, making decisions, providing information for decision leaders at the highest levels of this nation and in other nations to ensure the protection and safety of lives of people. So I take it very seriously, and I also take my views. I question everything and critical, and I learned a long time ago that it's very important to actually question your own beliefs, to take no assumptions without fact. So I'm looking at this situation as absolutely right, Mike. There's a lot of manipulation going on, and what I'm afraid is that the twist and the turns here with what happened in the backgrounds in the beginnings of this particular issue, which actually in general, if you take a step back and look at it, the accusation of having another country conduct an investigation on a corruption issue, that's one argument, or have another country take an investigation or participate in providing political dirt on another, that's the other view of it. One would be strongly illegal according to most, but let's go back to 2016, what the FBI and what the Obama administration did for the Russia collusion narrative and the dossier development. And of course, if you don't look deeply into that situation, then you don't see the comparisons here. I see a tremendous comparison of what Robert Mueller's investigation came out and said was basically a false accusation. And what I'm afraid is that we may have people doing the same types of action inside the administration, that people that worked for this government in order for political ends. And the media is manipulating it in many different ways. I think that is incredibly disturbing. And I believe that if we get right down to the impeachment issue, I think that Adam Schiff's public, misstatements reduce his credibility. This entire process came up through his committee and through his staff that he coordinated with, and he's New York Times and Washington Post. Washington Post this morning gave him four Pinocchios for lying to say that his staff did not coordinate prior to this whistleblower complaint. Those things undermine his credibility. And then the lack of transparency with the Democratic side, I think, is going to be very problematic in these committee hearings, not allowing open testimony or defense. And I think when you have the president and the administration actually releasing the accusation, the text of the accusation, releasing very rapidly the complaint, the whistleblower complaint, providing data, allowing witnesses to go forward without calling executive privilege, that it really puts pressure on the Democrats to allow that type of transparency. I think they're unwilling to do it because I think it's a big risk for them. And I think in the end, they're going to have to back off this impeachment push because there's the politics put too many moderate Democrats at risk of making that complaint as there's more information that comes out from the Barr and Durham investigations. Because we know that information led to FISA warrants on individuals. We know that the conspiracy there is potentially a problem that would backfire dramatically on the Democrats. So I think there's a huge risk. And I think Joe Biden is the loser on this no matter what, because in the end, Warren's going to beat him out because people just aren't going to have comfort and faith in him in that relationship.
Let me say one final thing.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say, is that this is going to end up being bad for Biden, and the only person that it's going to end up being good for is the president. So which came first, the chicken or the egg?
You know what, you guys, I appreciate both of your opinions. Let me wrap this thing up by saying one thing. This is the most turmoil I have ever seen in our government. Our government right now is very dysfunctional. I don't care who you blame, but you have to admit it is dysfunctional. I hope this thing gets resolved, and I know that one way or another it will get resolved, and there'll be a lot of unhappy people. Mike and Jimmy, thanks a lot.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.